Here, Master. And I hope you get him with the first shot. Wounded, he'd be a man-eater.
Oh, yes.
You got him!
Oh, I only wounded him! Quick, quick, another arrow!
Look out, Master! He's coming this direction! I'm on the
way! Quickly!
Hi there, boys and girls.
Uncle Dan, it's your turn to bring us a story, and, well, from your preview, it sounds pretty exciting.
I think it will be not only exciting, but very, very interesting, Aunt Sue.
It is a Bible story, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a continuation of our series taken from the Old Testament. This particular episode is found in Genesis chapters 25 to 28. I call it...
The Unlike Twins.
Eliezer, faithful servant of Abraham, returned from Mesopotamia with Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel. And Isaac loved Rebekah, and she became his wife. During the happy years that followed, Isaac and Rebekah looked forward to the day when their home would be brightened with the laughter of little children. As our story opens today, more than 15 years have gone by.
I wish, Rebekah, we might have children, at least a son.
You know I wish that as much as you, Isaac. I guess the Lord just doesn't want us to have children, or he'd give them to us.
Maybe not. I mean, God is a just and considerate God. If I entreat him, he may give us children. It was through the prayers of my parents that I was born to them. Perhaps we also can have a son in answer to prayer. God of love, I entreat thee, give unto Rebekah my wife and unto me a son. With thy help we will teach him to love and obey thee, according to the promise given unto my father Abraham, to multiply his seed. Give unto Rebekah and me a son.
And God answered Isaac's prayer. In gratitude, Rebekah went to God to inquire of him.
O God of love and compassion, I am about to give birth to a son given of thee. Tell me, O Lord, how shall I bring him up? Give me instruction that I may be a mother worthy of the name.
Rebekah, wife of Isaac, God has heard thy prayer. I am instructed to tell thee that thou shalt have two sons. One shall be stronger than the other. And the elder shall serve the younger. Each of thy sons shall become the head of a mighty nation.
Isaac, what do you think the angel meant? The elder son shall serve the younger? According to our laws and customs, the elder son is the one to be the greater. He is always the priest of the family. He receives the birthright blessing. He gets a double portion of any inheritance.
Ah, but my dear, you are twisting what the angel said. He did not say the younger son would receive the birthright blessing and become priest of the family. He merely said that the elder son would serve the younger. That's all.
I still don't understand it.
Twins! So that's what the angel meant when he said we would have two sons.
They don't look like twins.
The angel said they would be two different kinds of people, remember? See this one? He's the older by several minutes. Oh, he's red like a hairy garment. Esau. Yes, Esau. That's his name. Wonder what he'll grow up to be. A man, a real man, that's sure.
You named our first baby. I'll name the other. Jacob. Oh, look at Jacob. Isn't he a darling?
They're both darlings.
One day, when the twin babies had grown to teenagers...
Jacob, let's go hunting. You want to?
Hunting? For what?
Oh, anything. Just hunting. Para made me a dandy bow and some arrows. Come on, let's go hunting.
Father told us to help the men shear sheep.
Oh, we can do that later. Right now, I want to go hunting.
Father will punish us.
Oh, what if he does? Hunting today is worth punishment tomorrow. Come on, I'm going hunting.
I'm going to help with the sheep.
Esau, my son?
Yes, father.
Did I not tell you to help shear the sheep?
Yes, father.
Did you?
No, father.
Your brother Jacob did.
Oh, you have a good and obedient son in Jacob, father.
But you are disobedient?
I guess so, father.
Do you have anything to say for yourself before I punish you?
Yes. Oh, father, it was wonderful, father. The wild freedom of the chase, the thrill of the danger, the moment of the kill, the action and daring...
Esau, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you why I disobeyed you, father. I went hunting.
Hunting? You went hunting?
Yes, father, I went hunting.
Hunting for what?
Oh, game, father. Big game, little game. I rode over mountain and desert. I stalked leopards. I shot rabbits. And, father, I brought home some game for you, especially for you.
You did all this alone?
Oh, no, Barrow went along.
He did the shooting?
I did, father. Your own son, Esau. And the bow Bera made for me, it's perfect. You should see it.
I'd like to.
I'll go get it.
Esau.
Yes, father.
You are to be punished.
Yes, father.
Are you sorry?
Sorry that I went hunting? Well, father, are you not curious to see what game I brought from the hunt? Especially for you?
A small lamb, perhaps?
A tender doe.
Venison? You shot a deer?
Yes, sir.
You're going to be a great hunter someday, son.
I am now, father.
On your first day at hunting?
Oh, listen to this, my father. Bera and I were stalking a lion, a hungry lion. We cornered him in a bushy part of the forest. I raised my bow. I pulled hard. Whiz went the arrow, straight for the lion. It hit, but it didn't kill him. He came straight for me. I had time for one more arrow. It missed. The lion came on and on, angry and anxious for the kill. And suddenly, it fell over. Dead. My first arrow had gone straight and true. It had found the vital spot. But the great strength and courage of the lion carried him on, nearly bringing an end to me.
You weren't frightened?
Oh, scared to death, father. But that's part of the thrill in hunting big game. Now, later on, Bear and I were crossing the valley at the eastern tide.
There you are, son. I've been looking all over for you.
I've been right here, Mother.
You can stop shearing now and come in the house.
There's still lots to be done.
Let the servants do it. Anyway, you look tired out.
The father told me to help.
He also told Esau to help, didn't he?
Yes.
Is he?
No.
If Esau doesn't have to work, I don't see why you should have to either.
I don't mind.
I do. It isn't fair you working while Esau is off hunting somewhere.
He likes to hunt. I don't. I'd much rather stay home and take care of the flocks, till the soil.
Son, do you know where Esau is right now? He's entertaining your father. That's what he's doing. He disobeyed your father and went hunting. Is he punished for it? He is not. Instead, your father and Esau are this very minute feasting, eating venison Esau himself shot. Disgraceful, that's what it is. And I insist that you stop working this minute and come inside. Esau is your father's favorite son, but you are mine.
Oh, Mother, Esau and I are just different, that's all. He's boisterous. I'm quiet. He lives for today. I live for tomorrow. He is impatient of restraint. I enjoy being faithful to duty.
Son, I love you, but I don't understand you. You are supposed to be stronger, more aggressive than Esau. That's what the angel said. But you aren't. Esau is the strong one. He has a will of his own and the courage to back it up. You are quiet, peaceful. I do wish you'd change. Show some of the strength you're supposed to have.
The twin sons of Isaac and Rebekah grew into manhood. Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents.
Esau, Jacob, my sons, you are men. You now face the responsibilities and hardships, as well as the joys and rewards of manhood. Your mother and I have long taught you what manhood entails. On you, Esau, the elder son, rests a sacred and special responsibility. To you belongs the birthright blessing. The birthright is of great importance, for it includes not only the inheritance of worldly wealth, but spiritual preeminence as well. You are to be the leader, the priest of the family. The Redeemer of the world will come through you. Upon you, Esau, will fall these multiple blessings and responsibilities.
Jacob listened carefully to all that his father said. Also, he remembered and longingly treasured all that his mother had told him.
Jacob, my son, the angel told me that you would be the stronger twin. You are to be the leader. Esau will serve you. I believe that God intends for you to receive the birthright blessing.
Day and night, the subject of who would receive the birthright blessing occupied Jacob's thoughts until it became the absorbing interest in his life.
Jacob, my son, Esau, the angel said
you
would
will receive the birthright blessing. You will receive
Jacob,
the birthright.
Jacob.
Esau.
Jacob.
Esau.
And it came to pass that Jacob, while tending his father's sheep, beheld his brother Esau approaching.
Jacob! Jacob! Help me.
Help you? Well, what's the matter?
Help me, Jacob. Please help me.
Well, are you hurt? Here. Come on, sit down here. Oh. There. Now, what's the matter?
I'm faint, tired, hungry.
Oh, is that all?
Jacob, my brother, give me some food.
Food?
Yes, I'm hungry. Please, Jacob.
You're my twin. Of course I'd... So you're hungry, huh? Well, why don't you wait until you get home? There's plenty of food there.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm starving. I've got to have something to eat now.
Well, let's see. I don't have anything except pottage.
Oh, please, Jacob, don't tease me. Give me pottage, anything.
Now, how badly do you want food?
What do you mean?
Would you sell your birthright, say, for some food?
If I don't get food, I may die. So what good would my birthright do me?
Take an oath to it?
An oath to what?
That you sell your birthright to me for a dish of pottage.
No, why not? The birthright doesn't mean much to me anyway, and food does right now.
All right. Take the oath.
I hereby swear that I, Esau, do sell to Jacob, my brother, the rights of birthright in exchange for a bowl of pottage. There, you satisfied?
Yes. Here you are, twin of mine, your pottage. Yeah, tastes good.
Oh, it's your delicious pottage.
I just made it. And I just made a good bargain, too.
You mean getting the birthright away from me?
Yes, I've wanted it ever since I can remember.
And now you have it.
Now I have it. And all the blessings that go with it.
Oh, you want me to tell you something, Jacob, my twin? Well, I've wanted to get rid of the birthright ever since I can remember. I've always despised it. Now I'm free. I can worship God or not, as I please. I can marry anyone, believer or idolater. I can come and go as I wish without forever considering if it's the right thing to do.
Soon after this, Esau married wives who worshipped false gods. Their idolatry violated one of the conditions of the birthright covenant. Yet, Isaac determined to bestow the birthright upon his favorite son, Esau. Years pass. Isaac, now old and blind and expecting soon to die, determines no longer to delay the bestowal of the blessing upon his elder son, Esau.
You sent for me, Father.
Is that you, Esau, my son?
Yes, Father.
Come close, that I may touch you.
Yes, Father.
You know, I'm sure that your mother and brother are opposed to your receiving the birthright blessing.
Yes, Father, but it is mine by right of birth.
Exactly, and you shall receive it, but in secret, lest Rebekah and Jacob openly oppose the ceremony.
I understand, Father.
I may die at any time. So let's you and I have the customary feast and ceremony immediately. But remember, in secret.
Yes, Father.
Now go out to the field,
Take your bow and arrows and hunt me some venison. Make me savory meat such as I love and bring it to me and we shall eat. Then I shall bestow the blessing upon you.
Oh, right away, Father.
Jacob, come with me quickly.
Yes, Mother, but where are we going?
I want to talk to you in the utmost secrecy.
Now, Mother, what is it?
I overheard your father and Esau talking. They were plotting against you.
Against me?
I distinctly heard your father tell Esau that he would bestow upon him the birthright blessing in a secret ceremony.
But Esau sold me the birthright years ago.
I know.
Did you tell that to Father?
I thought it best not to tell him that. But I have pointed out many times that the angel intimated that you were to receive it.
I do want it. Very badly, but... I guess I'm not to get it.
I think there is a way that you can receive the blessing.
If Father pronounces the blessing upon Esau, nothing can alter it.
By the same token, if he pronounces the blessing on you, nothing can change that.
Yes. But how can you...
Your brother is even now gone to the field to shoot a deer to make savory meat for the birthright bestowing ceremony. It will take Esau some little time to chase down a deer and dress it, so we have plenty of time.
Time for what, Mother?
Son, we are going to trick your father into bestowing the blessing upon you.
Oh, no. Father's too wise to be fooled. Anyway, how...
Your father is nearly blind. He will think he's blessing Esau.
Father is nearly blind, yes, but his hearing is good, and my voice isn't anything like Esau's.
Enough like his to fool Father, if you don't talk much. Just try mimicking Esau. Go on, try. Say yes, Father, the way Esau says it.
Yes, Father. Oh, no. Yes, Father. No, that's terrible. It wouldn't fool anyone, especially Father.
It will, with the help of artifice on our part. Your father will be expecting Esau. He won't be thinking that it is anyone but Esau, and to him it will be Esau.
But what if Father asks to feel of me? Esau is a hairy man. I have smooth skin.
Have no fear, my son. Just do as I say. First, go to the field and bring me 2 kid goats that I may make some savory meat. Then wash yourself thoroughly and change.
I'm ready now, Mother.
Good.
Is the savory meat ready for me to take to Father?
Yes. My son, you have nothing to worry about. Your father will be completely fooled. Those old garments of Esau's you're wearing make you smell exactly like the hunter he is. Here now, place these pieces of skin from the kid goats on your hands and arms and around your neck so that you will feel like Esau, just in case your father wants to feel your skin.
Mother, deception is evil, wicked, and to lie to Father. Is not that a direct sin against God? I don't want to lie.
You don't have to lie. Just go in and give the meat to your father and let him do most of the talking. Now go quickly before your brother Esau returns.
I hope you're right.
I'm back, Father.
Back? From where? Who are you? Are you my firstborn son, Esau?
Thou sayest, Father, and I have done according as you bade me. Come, Father, eat of my venison, and bless me as you promised.
How is it that you found a deer so quickly and made savory meat?
The Lord thy God sent me good speed.
Come near to me, son, that I may feel whether thou art my son Esau or not. Yes, it is Esau, that the hairy skin, even the smell of wild game is upon you. The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And now, my son, we shall partake of the ceremony food, then shall I bless you. shalt be blessed, Esau, my elder son, even as I have pronounced. Are you truly my elder son, Esau? Are you? Answer me.
I am Esau, thy elder son.
Come nearer, that I may kiss you.
Yes, father.
The smell of the field is upon you. Thou art truly my son Esau. Therefore God shall give to thee of the fatness of the land, and abundance of corn and wine shall be thine. People shall serve thee. Nations will bow down to thee. Thou shalt be lord and master over thy brethren. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee.
Thank you, father.
We outwitted your mother and Jacob, didn't we? I am tired, Esau, my beloved son. So go now that I may rest and be refreshed. A good son, Esau. I'll take a short nap. And who is it?
It's me, thy elder son Esau. I have obeyed thee, and here it is, savory meat. Let my father arise and eat of it, that thy soul may bless me as thou hast promised.
Who are you?
Well, I'm thy son, thy firstborn son Esau.
Who?
Esau. Oh, don't you recognize my voice, father?
I've already eaten of the venison and blessed you.
Impossible. For I've just now returned from the hunt and only now prepared the savory meat.
Someone was here. Your brother Jacob. He said he was you. And I partook of the savory meat and blessed him. Oh Esau, my son.
Oh, my father! My father... Father, bless me too, father. I am the elder son. The birthright blessing belongs to me.
Thy brother has come with subtlety and taken away thy blessing.
Oh, once he cheated me out of my birthright, and now he's stolen away my rightful blessing. Oh, father, haven't you reserved a blessing for me?
I've made Jacob thy lord and master, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with material things have I sustained him. What blessing remaineth for thee, my son?
Well, don't you have just one blessing for me? Just one. Oh, bless me, father, please, lest I be cursed. Bless me, even me also, my father.
Behold, Esau, my son, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck.
Thank you, my father.
Go now, my son, for I'm weary and ill, even unto death.
Yes, father. I hate my brother Jacob, even though he is my twin. Cheated me. I'll get even with him. I'll kill him. Kill him. As soon as my father recovers, I will kill him.
And the words of Esau were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob and said unto him,
Jacob, you've got to flee at once. Your brother is beside himself with anger. He vows to kill you.
Oh, mother, he'll get over it.
Son, obey me. Flee from your brother while there is still time. You can go to my brother Laban in Haran. Stay there until Esau forgets his anger. Then will I send for
you. Mother, you know very well I can't leave home without the express consent and command of father. That's one of the provisions of the birthright blessing.
Leave it to me, Jacob, my son. I shall get your father's consent. Isaac?
Yes, Rebekah.
Isaac, I am sick at heart. I am so worried about Jacob.
And what worries you so much, Rebecca?
Oh, he's getting old. He looks more frequently upon the fair ladies of our land. I fear lest he marry of the daughters of Heth. And Isaac, dear, we don't want another son to marry a heathen wife, do we? If that would happen, my life would ebb away in grief and sorrow.
Tell Jacob to come here before me. I would speak with him.
Yes, Isaac, my dear.
Jacob, my son, even though you received the birthright blessing by deceit and fraud, still, there are provisions of the blessing that you must obey. Now, one of them is that you are not to marry unbelievers. You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. I command you, go to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother.
Yes, my father.
God bless thee, my son, and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a blessing to all people. Now go. Go to Mesopotamia at once.
Son, I'm sorry about all this. I'm sorry that we deceived your father. The angel said that you would receive the birthright blessing, and we should have been patient and waited upon the Lord's own good time. We sinned, son.
Yes, mother. Our sin is great. I shall always feel the sting of it.
Oh, son, I shall miss you terribly. Perhaps I shall never see you again. Goodbye, my son. May God be ever with you.